for Swiss Art with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, today, in this week's Swiss Art, we're going to take a look at an event which took place in Basel this last Sunday and Monday, and it's a big Zionist Congress. So, Dario, what is this all about? Why is this so important?
Well, yes, this last weekend marked the 125th anniversary of the first Zionist Congress ever, which was held in Basel also on August 29th in 1897. And that one was the first major gathering during which the creation of a Jewish nation state was discussed and put on the agenda by 208 delegates and 26 press correspondents at the time. So that was a big event for Judaism there in 1897.
Okay, so that was, as you say, in Basel. So why did that happen in Switzerland then?
Well, originally that Congress 125 years ago was supposed to happen in Germany, in Munich, to be precise. But Theodor Herzl, the young journalist and doctor at the origin of the Zionist Congress, was met with a lot of resistance in Germany, not just from anti-Semites, but also from within the Jewish community. Many German rabbis, for example, did not share his dreams of a Jewish nation. For them, he was pursuing a secular goal, and they criticized that the Zionists weren't waiting for God's intervention or the Messiah to lead the Jews together into a nation state, but rather, yes, take things into their own hands to create such a state.
Now, that Congress finally did happen in Basel, as you say, in 1897, but the Jewish state, of course, that Herzl dreamt of wasn't created until many years later.
No, it was only after the horrors of the Holocaust that Israel was founded in 1948, but it was 50 years earlier in Basel that the planning of this Jewish state began. Theodor Herzl himself famously said, and I quote here, "In Basel I founded the Jewish state," and also the Zionist Congress in Basel had, quote, "laid the foundation stone of the house destined to shelter the Jewish nation."
Okay, now, so the 125th anniversary of that was held last Sunday and Monday in Basel. It's an important part of Jewish history. How was that marked in Basel a few days ago?
Yes, well, about 1,200 invitees joined the conference. They joined debates, a big gala dinner on Monday night. Many participants came from Israel, as you can imagine, such as, for example, the current president of the country, Isaac Herzog. But the Swiss government was also represented, not, as you might guess, by the foreign minister, Ignacio Cassis, but rather by Guy Parmelin, who is in charge of the economy.
Okay, so why the economics minister and not anyone else?
Apparently, because a large part of the event was also dedicated to celebrate the economic success of the Zionist model, and many entrepreneurs were among the participants, so the Swiss government decided to send in the head of the Federal Department of Economic Affairs. But rest assured, Foreign Minister Ignacio Cassis did also get a meeting with Isaac Herzog. It just wasn't at the Zionist Congress.
Now, one can imagine that a Congress to celebrate Zionism and the creation of Israel wouldn't, in fact, be welcomed by everybody.
No, unfortunately, anti-Semitic attacks are still happening in Europe and Switzerland also. And because of that, the security measures put in place to protect the event were impressive. 700 members of the army supported the local police to assure the safety of all participants. So you can imagine 700 plus security personnel to protect a Congress of 1,200 people. That's a lot of personnel there. Yeah. And also the airspace above Basel was restricted. And even the navigation on the Rhine River was limited during the Congress. So really a lot was put in place to protect this congregation. Also the center of Basel around the casino theater where this Congress was held was basically locked down. So traffic within Basel was quite restricted during the Congress as well to keep it all safe.
Okay, as you say, 700. So that's 700 members of the army. But then if you add in sort of, as you say, private security and then police as well, it's almost a security person for each participant.
Yes, exactly.
However, there were people still critical of Israel, but they were still allowed to protest in Basel.
Yes, on Sunday, 300 people ended up demonstrating against the Zionist Congress and Israel's treatment of the Palestinian people. According to the police, the protest remained mostly peaceful. The only incident was that a journalist of a Jewish magazine was doused with a soft drink by some young protesters. But he remained uninjured and didn't press charges. And overall, this event was an event, or this Congress was an event that certainly strengthened, you could say, the friendship between, or the and collaboration between Switzerland and Israel.
Someone got a bit wet with Coke. If that's the worst thing you can say about the whole thing, then I think it went off quite fairly well then.
Went over smoothly.
Yes. Okay, well, Daria, thank you for that. That was Daria there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/Swiss Up.